Encounters with Grace, looking for love in all the right places. Encounters with Grace is a compilation of essays, prose, and images based on the musings of the urban herbalist Charlene Marie Muhammad. In 2020, Encounters with Grace is dedicated to 365 days of finding Nemo, never-ending moments of openness to the universal principles of peace. Encounter number 26, Shelter from the Storm. Sitting quietly after morning meditation, I like to gaze out at the natural surroundings that lay just beyond my French doors. Sheltering in place is not easy, but it is peaceful here. I noticed the neighborhood feral calico walking towards my home with something in her mouth. My first instinct is to turn away, as surely it is a rodent gift of some sort. But I gird up my loins and put on my glasses for a closer look. The calico is carrying her child. She placed it down and walked beside it, coaxing her baby to move along. I figure she's bringing her offspring to safer ground, to shelter in place under my neighbor's shed with a large hole at its bottom made by too much precipitation that had rotted the wood some years ago. There is wonderment in this time of universal grief. With we humans in time out, banished to our respective corners, the other beings on our planet appear to be breathing a sigh of relief. Maybe it's the forced stillness that is sharpening my vision. Yet the spring that is slowly transforming the landscape I live in appears more beautiful than ever. The foliage, a luscious green. The blossoms, a perfect pink. Purple wildflowers everywhere. Amber skies with luminous cloud patterns. Bumblebees, starlings, redbreasts, blue jays, cardinals, squirrels, deers, and gophers roam freely without hesitation needed to ward off the potential of roadkill. As we humans grieve the loss of our so-called freedom, the earth freely continues to transform herself with counterclockwise precision. These seasonal patterns of nature have much to teach us about the cycle of the lifespan. There is a time for sowing, a time for growing, a time for reaping, and a time for transition. Demanding to maintain a time of reaping that is the pace of our modern-day culture cannot naturally sustain us. A spirit of reaping is like living life with one half of the breath cycle. Breathing requires both inhalation and exhalation. Reap, reap, reap is one long inhalation. It's the take without the give. And the natural law of cause and effect? We reap what we sow. This pandemic robs us of our ability to breathe. Masked now, we learn the value of the breath that is our direct connection to life itself. Ironically, the squirrel I spy running down the birch branch in my yard doesn't need an N15 to go about its daily business. Perhaps, in the shelter of our homes, we too will learn the value in our grief, exhale, and give back to that which has given us so much, our planet, our home, and the source from which we came. Surely with difficulty is ease. With difficulty is surely ease. So when thou art free from anxiety, work hard and make thy Lord thy exclusive object.